back to it. A lot of attention being paid to who's going to be in charge. Who's going to be Speaker of the House? Who is going to be Speaker of the House? I spoke to Congressman Ralph Norman yesterday of South Carolina. And he is one of a handful of Republicans saying they're not going to support Kevin McCarthy, right? And because the margin is 222 to 213 for the Republicans in Congress, it means that five votes away from the 222 and the Republicans, you can't get to Kevin McCarthy. My next guest will have some insight, Congressman Tim Walberg of Michigan. Congressman, good to have you here. We're going to get to the rail strike and a couple of other things, but everybody's talking about Kevin McCarthy. Does he make it? Doesn't he? What do you think is going to happen, sir? Good to have you here.
That's the first thing that happens when the Republicans take majorities. We get embroiled in a speaker dispute with no other options. Ralph Norman is a great friend of mine, and but as I've asked him, I've said, who would you suggest? They have no other suggestion. So I think it's time for us to get on. Kevin McCarthy, the first thing he wants to do is put a bill through that suspends the funding for 87,000 IRS agents. I think that's a good thing. He wants to make sure that Education and Labor Committee puts forward legislation to make sure that parents aren't considered domestic terrorists but have control of their schools. So I think those are things that I want to get involved with and move forward. In the end, the speaker can only do what the conference allows, and that's where Ralph Norman and myself and others come in handy for pushing the speaker, whoever it might be, toward a conclusion that says this is what the American people have asked us to do, and let's get it done.
He did leave the door open. He wants to see some other commitments made. I don't know that you'll get all five back, but you might get a couple. And, you know, some of the more far-right people of the party, Marjorie Taylor Greene, are behind Kevin McCarthy. So we'll see what happens. As you know, I'm not a big fan, but I can be persuaded. If Kevin McCarthy comes in and does conservative things that are American-first policies, I can be persuaded. I'm not intransigent. I can move, right? And I hope that the Republican Party can do the same. But the Republican Party is different than the Democrat Party insofar as there are a bunch of voices. The Democrats always walk in lockstep. Very rarely is there any dissent. And so it is a different party, right?
Well, there's a lot of dissent in the Democrat Party, too, but the national media won't report on it. When you think of their far, far left, AOC and others, they make a lot of waves for Nancy Pelosi, and Pelosi has always acquiesced to them and not the other way around. So there's dissent on both sides, but I think right now I want to move forward. I look at Kevin McCarthy's record. It's a conservative record. He was a close confidant of President Trump till Trump's final day, and continues to have support from President Trump in many things. So, you know, I think this is a tempest in a teapot, but it's causing a problem. It's causing perception, and it's stopping us from getting things done, like selecting committee chairman and the like, until this is settled. So I'm glad that Ralph said that there is maybe an open door, but, you know, I've got a lot of things I'd like to extract from the speaker, too. But I also know that as a team, we work together best when we work together. And the stuff that's separating us now is conference rules, some of which I'd like to see some change myself. But I know that I don't have the majority to do that. So it comes to a point in time where, say, as a team, you move forward. You move forward together, and you fight behind doors, but you move forward in unified fashion to take on the enemy. And that's a socialist program. That the other side wants to re-implement if they get a chance. So this is our opportunity to show that Republicans do make a difference. I think we did that when we had the majority before, and I think we can do it again.
Right. All right, so let me shift gears back now to this rail strike. A lot of people, union people I know, well, how can they do that? Well, it's a law that dates back to 1926. I tried to explain it to them that would prevent a mass catastrophe in the economy. But still, The Democrats claim to be the party of the union, and it's not. And they're taking a victory lap again. They did it back in September. Joe Biden, and it was premature. It's premature now because there's not a guarantee that they're going to get the votes they need in the Senate to stop this strike from happening quite yet. Is there?
Yeah, it'll happen. It'll happen in the Senate, and even as we saw Republicans support it in the House, I didn't. I felt for two reasons. One, where do we draw the line then? Who else do we negotiate contracts for as Congress?
Right.
That's not our responsibility. I think that ought to be done with the unions and the railroads themselves. When I hear that the average wage is $161,000 a year plus benefits and significant time off, hey, everybody has a job that we have problems in. You've got to get up and go to your job every
day. And I'm not too happy about it some days, I'll tell you right now.
And a lot of time spent pre-planning before you even get on the air. I've got the same things. But I don't think it's the responsibility of Congress to get in and negotiate contracts, albeit the 1926 law that put in place said, folks, we can't shut down the economy of the greatest country in the world with a railroad strike. That just can't be allowed. So there is a place to step in. The president said he had to handle it for the election. He didn't have it handled.
Yeah.
He lied to American public, and now he got caught with his pants down. He had to come in, and he had to plead with Congress to get something done. That's the wrong way to do it. It will be finished. It will go on by.
Well, there's some people like Bernie Sanders. That's why I say Bernie Sanders. He doesn't sound like he's on board, and then some others are not. We'll see if it happens. And you're probably right. I would anticipate it going through, but it's not certain. That's for sure. And speaking about lying during the election, I'll get one more little tidbit in here. Pretty clear the Democrats knew that the president saying I'm going to forgive student loan debt was unconstitutional, would never fly, which is why it's so close to the election, so it couldn't wind its way through the courts and get rejected before Election Day, right? It got rejected,
right.
Of course, with early voting being 6 weeks now in some places, which is absurd, in order for him to get it rejected. So he played them. He played the young people, didn't he?
Played the young people. It played American people. And that's what happens. Look at a Democrat proposal. Always think, what was this intended for politically, first and foremost? Always look at it that way. It's not policy first. It's politics first. And that's exactly what he did. And that's exactly what all of the investigations, lawsuits against President Trump right before the election, all of which to put a sour taste in the voters' mouths for Democrat benefit. And now we have to live with it for another 2 years with a Senate and of course, the White House still in place of holding back the economy for the United States and the good things that America ought to be.
There you go. Congressman Tim Walberg, thank you for being here as always. Hope you have a great weekend. And remember this as you wander this weekend, go blue.
Go blue. What a game last week, and I was uncharacteristically unchristian with my Buckeye twin brother when I responded for this two in a row and the first time in a long time at the so-called horseshoe.
God, it felt good. It felt good. Anyhow, Congressman, thank you very much.
Have a great day.
There you have it. Kim Walberg. Straight ahead, Ted Harvey, chairman of the committee to defeat the president. We'll be back.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. MyPureHealth Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With MyPureHealth Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. MyPureHealth Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
The perfect flannel does exist. Let me introduce you to one of my all-time favorite brands, Muskox. Muskox, a Michigan company, makes the highest quality men's flannel. Heavyweight and built to last a lifetime, these flannels are 100% cotton. So soft, you have to give them a try. Perfect for everyday wear, working on a job site or just getting outdoors. They're an ideal holiday gift. Muskox also donates $10 for every flannel purchase to Alaskan wildlife. Go to GoMuskox.com. That's GoMuskox.com.
You see it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, your well can be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.